I'm the inventor of the Zoom Broom. It's the first leaf blower that's designed to be used on the golf course. Weighs under 2 pounds, fits in your golf bag, and it comes with a head cover.
The bag is unique because you don't need an extra pull cart. The bag has wheels built in, a handle built in, a strap to carry. You can walk it, and you can also put it on a golf cart by pushing a button and the wheels come off.
You are our very first podcast. I remember being so excited to be on your show.
Everybody out there, golf fans, I'm your people. You're my people. We golf, we're friends.
Hi, this is Michael Young from Farmington Hills, Michigan, and I play at Farmington Hills Golf Club. This is Golf Smarter number 881.
More interesting and unique products from the 2023 PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
So this is part two of my experience at the 2023 PGA Merchandise Show at Florida's enormous Orlando Convention Center. And as I shared with you last week for Demo Day, my goal was not to only find products that we've never heard of, but to also include people and products that have been introduced over the years on Golf Smarter. So what you won't hear is me trying out some new drivers or putters that will hit the market later this year. You also won't get my reviews of these products, just my reactions to the company's representatives who will try their best to explain why they're at the show. These conversations vary in length, some very brief, others longer. There's not really enough content for two more episodes, so what I've decided to do is make this episode a bit longer than usual. As I did last week, each of the interviews you'll hear in today's episode are on our Golf Smarter TV channel at YouTube, youtube.com/@golfsmarter, as standalone videos. Actually, there are even more videos than what are included in today's podcast, and many of the videos are going to be a bit longer than what I'll share today, so you'll get more information. So let's get started with a product that we learned about on Golf Smarter episode 851 last July, the Rapsodo Portable Launch Monitor. The news here is that they announced the newest version at the show that morning.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter podcast, Justin.
Yeah, Fred, I'm glad you're here.
Glad to be here. I'm excited. So I love Rapsodo. I love the launch monitor that I have and I use in my yard. It teaches me so much about my game. But you guys have just announced something this week at the PGA show, brand new. Is that true?
It is. So yesterday we announced the launch of MLM 2 Pro, which you can see here. This was our first generation device, the MLM. You know, it had a radar base paired with your phone or tablet. Now we have the MLM 2 Pro. So you can see it sits a little higher, so a little higher for the video camera, but we've integrated two different cameras into the unit. So the first camera is the Impact Vision camera. It's 240 frames per second.
Wow.
And it's showing you the club ball impact. So you know, that moment of truth. How is the club getting delivered? The second camera in there is the Shot Vision camera. So that's what you're familiar with the current MLM. So that down the line with the Shot Tracer. It comes in this easy carrying case right here. So in two pieces, easy to put together, and it just snaps in right there. So indoor and outdoor usage, what we're really excited about this year, people have been asking about, is when are you going to have Android? So the MLM 2 Pro is Android compatible. We got Android tablets running in the booth.
Yay!
Yay! Hey.
For both of those people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We also partnered with Callaway. So when you purchase this unit, it'll come with a sleeve of Callaway Chrome Soft with special markings, RPT Callaway balls, so Rapsodo Precision Technology. Those markings are how we measure spin and spin axis. So it's actually measured. It's not an algorithm that's guessing what the spin is, it's actually measuring it. And within industry standards of, you know, a GC Quad and TrackMan, we're worth 75 RPMs off on average. So a very negligible amount. And then we also added simulation. So you'll get access to 30,000 courses. This is our 3D range setup right here that you can see. So you can have a really nice home setup.
So Walk me through what's going on. We have somebody here, probably one of your people.
Yeah.
Who's hitting the
ball. Our director of marketing, Matt Files.
Yeah, he's director of marketing, but he's still wanted a way to play golf
exactly.
in his career.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his first day swinging. Yeah, you can see here the units. You need about 8 feet of ball flight for indoor.
Which is pretty much the same as what you have on the other unit, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
8 feet. Then the unit sits 6.5 feet behind you. So if you're looking for a home setup, you need about that 14, 15 feet minimum space. But then all you need, you can make, the thing that's great about it is you can make your home setup, however you want it within your budget. So you could just have the unit, hitting into a net connected to your tablet and just look at it, the screen there. Or you can buy a projector and an impact screen and have a setup like that. So
really customizable,
in what you want to do.
And tell me what kind of data you're getting on the screen here.
So we have carry, total, ball speed, club speed, smash factor, launch angle, launch direction, descent angle is a new metric for us, spin rate and spin axis. We also have apex and a few other metrics that aren't shown on the screen.
But. So all this information comes up if you don't, like you're just hitting into a net outside or you're hitting in the range.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with the current MLM experience, you can also have that practice mode where you're getting the video with the shot tracer. But this is really nice indoors because you see your metrics, you see the ball flight, and you can actually kind of feel it a little bit more. But we also still have those video capabilities.
And you get that on your phone, on your tablet.
Right.
You get all that information on there.
Yeah.
And you can just set the tablet in front of you.
You can just set it on the ground if you want, yeah.
Well, while you have the Rapsodo behind you, you can have a tablet in front of you. You can see and get the same kind of information that we're seeing on the big screen here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Exciting. And it's available to the public now?
So pre-sale, February 1st on Rapsodo.com. It'll be in retail stores March 31st. So if you buy on the pre-sale period, they will ship out end of March. Again, they come with a sleeve of golf balls and the first year of subscription is included.
Wow, okay. And so there's an annual subscription?
There is, so that won't kick in until year two.
Okay.
And that subscription's $199. So very, very affordable to think about access to all of these features, simulation, spin. We also partnered with E6 and Awesome Golf. If you wanted to, if you preferred a different software platform for your simulation. And I don't even know if we've talked about what the price of the unit is.
No, we haven't.
What do you think?
I'm afraid to ask because I know that the other one was $500.
It was $499.
Yeah, okay. So I have to guess with all the added benefits, it's about the same price?
$699.
Okay, so all right.
It's a little bit more, but you have more
features.
You get
a lot more.
You have three cameras now. You have spin and spin axis. You have simulated courses. So we're really excited.
That's amazing. So do you guys have teaching programs as well connected to your online stuff? I mean, can we send the video and send our results to a teacher?
So you're able to export your videos on here. Coach Connect will not be part of MLM 2 Pro at this time, but you will be able to export the videos and data and send them to.
But you're still selling the other unit.
Yeah, MLM 1 will still be in the market. So it's a great product. That price will drop to $299 starting February 1st. And it's a great, if you're looking for something and you want to get your metrics and swing, it's there. And if you really want the simulation, the MLM 2 Pro offers that as well. So,
awesome. Well, congratulations and looking forward to seeing this out on the market.
Yeah, we're excited. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks so much for being on the show again.
Absolutely.
My name is Keith Shelton, and I'm head of performance products at Skechers. Today, we're going to be talking about our new Slip-In. This is going to be new for us in spring 23, so it's going to be launching in the next few weeks. The big story here is going to be our Slip-Ins heel technology. This is sort of a shoehorn built into the shoe. You've got a nice comfort collar on the inside, and what it allows you to do is instead of getting down there and having to mess with your laces, you just get to the golf course, drop the shoe on the ground, you slip right in, you go into the clubhouse, you pay your greens fees, you get a hot dog, you go to the first tee, couple little turns of the dial and you're off. You don't have to get on there and mess with the laces.
And is this similar to the BOA technology that was in first came in with ski boots,
yep.
I understand.
Yeah, so very similar. We've got our own proprietary that we work with. It's called Twist Fit. We actually move it to the side. Having it on the side as a shroud, it works really well with giving a more consistent lace pressure. Once you put this on and you tie it to your desired custom fit, you don't have to mess with this dial anymore. You can just slip in and out of the shoe.
And when you twist the knob, what occurs in the shoe?
So what happens is this wire will insert and retract up into the dial housing, and it pulls these together, and it just gives you more pressure across the top of your foot.
So it's just across the top of the foot. It's not interlaced all throughout the shoe. It just, like tying your shoe, it just tightens the top.
Yep, exactly. The top. And then we rely on the slip ends to give you that heel retention in there.
I see. So I am a longtime Skechers wearer, including my golf shoes. I have 4 or 5 pairs of Skechers, including, if you look down,
yep.
I'm wearing the slip-ins right now,
yep.
Which are amazing when you go to Japan. I got to go to Japan this year, and going in and out of buildings and homes and everything, having the slip-ins, going through airports, the slip-ins are the greatest. Yep. So I'm really excited to see that you guys are now introducing it into a golf shoe.
Yep.
Are these cleated shoes?
On the outsole, we're going to have a full-length TPU spikeless outsole. It will have our Grip Flex technology, which means that you're going to have some elements that will flex and then some elements that are static and will penetrate into the ground. Moving up to the midsole, this is going to be our Ultralight midsole cushioning, very similar to the world-famous GoWalk shoes that we use. On the inside of the shoe is going to be our ArchFit polyurethane footbed, so very supportive, a deeper heel cup, lots of support through the arch area, and then you're going to have this nice waterproof upper.
So it is a waterproof shoe.
It is waterproof, yep.
Great. What is the price point of this shoe?
The price point is going to be around $129.9
retail. That's a hit?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. The last question, Skechers has really gotten into golf big. I mean, I know initially there was a lot of attention spent on senior citizens, and even some of the spokespeople you had were generally older, rock and rollers, Ringo Starr.
Yep.
What was the move to go to golf? Why the decision to go with golf?
It's a pretty good transition from casual street shoes into golf. As you mentioned, you've got some casual shoes on. They're incredibly comfortable. So bringing that comfort proposition into golf was something that was much needed. Golf shoes in the past, you had to break them in. They're very, very stiff. They're very heavy. So we saw an opportunity to bring our comfort formula into the sport of golf. So now you've got much lighter weight shoes. We bring a lot of comfort technologies. We have a lot of performance technologies as well. The sport of golf requires stability and traction and waterproof element protection. So there was just a really great way. A lot of our customers were already playing golf. And now we've got Matt Fitzpatrick. So now we've got kind of a younger demographic that allows us to do a little bit of a younger stylizing of the product. So it really is going to be a nice offset between Matt Fitzpatrick and Billy Andrade. We're going to have more of that senior tour guy represented as well as that younger PGA tour guy.
And by the way, these are my dress shoes.
Yeah.
Not leisure. These are my dress shoes.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks so much, Keith.
You got it. Thank you.
Up next, because there's no official introduction here, is Martin Chuck, an incredible instructor at the Raven Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona, and a brilliant inventor of the Tour Striker line of training aids. Interestingly, Martin unplugged his microphone and put my recorder in his pocket, but the wire became loose a couple times during the recording, which is why it sounds like it's breaking up sometimes. My apologies. But now you know why.
Shall we hug? Fred Green. You know what's funny?
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter Podcast.
You're saying that we haven't met in person?
Never.
That's goofy because I feel like we know each other.
Oh, we've
I know we've spoken a million times, but I can't believe I haven't been face to face with you.
And it's been since, I'm so glad to get you back on. It's been like since 2018.
Wow.
But, we started the podcast. I remember calling you going, we're doing a podcast. And you're like, what?
Yeah, what is a podcast?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Well,
what's iTunes?
I know.
This was 2005 or 2006, probably, first time I reached you.
No, for sure.
And Tour Striker was not that old at that point.
No, so you talked to me more as I think I might have just been coaching.
Yes.
And then it started into products. we came out with the original club.
Right.
You know,
that's
and
when
so,
I first contacted yeah. you was the 7-iron.
Yeah. And then it's morphed into lots of products. And this year we've taken, you know, a good golf nerd now. This is kind of the golf nerd's toolbox, because within this you have three aim sticks. So you got a couple of red ones and a white one. And what you're looking down at right there is the basic configuration of, you have target line, golf ball location, stance, different placements for where your feet can go. Here's your shaft pitch if you want it, and a million other little drills and ditties that we use.
You are so creative.
Tinker Toy Grandmaster Champion when I was 12, wasn't even close. You're laughing, I'm serious.
But when are these all your ideas, or do people come to you going, I got this idea, to do something?
So I have some patents that are my own. This was an iteration of a Canadian guy's product that was purchased by a buddy of mine that I took over, and then I made it my own. We added those rotational clutches because, so you see how you can rotate that thing right there?
Oh, okay.
So that's how you can individualize it for an iron.
Uh-huh.
And then that's, you know, so that was kind of cool. I'm proud of that thought. That was a unique thought. That was a Martin Chuck thing right there.
So you're plastered all over the internet. Every time I'm watching a video, you pop up until I hit skip.
Good. I'm like a cockroach. I'm hard to get rid of.
But you know what? There's many times where I'm about to hit skip ad, and I keep watching and I keep watching. And that is because of you. One of the things that I tell people frequently when I'm out on the golf course, and I say, so if this is the ball and you're a right-handed hitter, tell me, where is the club supposed to be? So, you know, if you say, my swing is a circle, the bottom of the circle, where's the bottom of the circle on your club face?
Right.
And most people will tell me, if we're looking at the camera, if I'm going that way, most people will say here or here.
Yeah.
And Martin Chuck always says, and
the
Fred always
the bottom of your
repeats,
swing is not the ball.
The bottom of your swing is just in front of it.
Yeah.
So I need to know,
how
do I know how to find the bottom of my swing? What is it, and how do I get the ball out of my head?
So golf smarter, right?
Yes,
golf
sir.
Smarter.
Still.
So aim sticks, I love this. If you have the ability to practice on grass, this can be your buddy. So what I'll do is I'll set this on grass. I do the aim stick dance. I'll use the balls of my feet and I will press this impression into the grass. It'll stay, that impression will stay there for quite a while. Then you just line golf balls up just slightly ahead of the impression you make in the grass. So you've got a little valley that you can see, people around you can't even see it. But now when you touch the ball and brush the grass, you want that touch to be on the target side of that little valley impression that you've stepped on. Now at the school, to make it more illustrative, we will take a bit of spray paint, we'll make a line, and we'll put golf balls against that. But you're a superintendent, or if you're on a mat, you don't want to do that. If you're on a mat, you can take a towel, lay it flat, lay it 4 or 5 inches behind the golf ball, because the angle of attack, buddy, and for a good striker, it's just fractional. It's only, if that's level, it's only minor. You know, but you do want to, you want that circle, if that's the bottom of my divot, my elbow, and the golf ball's here, you know, you do want a subtle angle of attack onto the ball. Why? So you don't touch stuff before you touch the ball. You don't want to touch the grass before you touch the ball. Now, if there's, you know, in the rough, obviously, you're going to touch grass. That's part of the challenge. The rough causes an issue with golfers, because grass is basically a bag of water. When you lubricate the face, you take away the predictability of the spin and the launch, and thus you get what's called a flyer. So when a golfer smokes an 8-iron out of the rough and it goes way over the green, they're all proud of themselves. They go, man, I smoked that. That's because you had a condition where the ball hit the face, reduced loft, the ball launched high with no spin. Basically, it's like hitting a good drive, but you hit it with an 8-iron. And the ball goes too far. Now, somebody might feel helium-chested because they hit an 8-iron 170, but if it went over the green out of bounds, your score just went up. Right. Good players hit the ball cleanly. They get a nice spin profile. The ball goes where they want it to. Good golf is about knowing where the ball is about to stop. So if you know where the ball is about to stop before you hit it, you're a really good golfer. Putting, driving. Well, in driving, we want it to stop 320.
Yeah, right. Sure.
But
what's interesting is the guy who hits that 8-iron, and now he's thinking, oh, I hit my 8-iron 160. Now he's thinking every time and comes up short every time after that.
So it's being truthful to yourself. Like, sometimes at the camp, we have, like, if you look at that carpet right there, for the viewers, there's a blue carpet and a red carpet. Let's say the red carpet was the fairway cut, and the blue carpet was just nice fluffy grass everybody loves to hit their irons out of.
Love.
Don't they love it all propped up?
Love
it, right?
Yeah.
The problem, so I'll get our Force Aquata and we'll set the golf balls there. They'll hit a couple crispy 8-irons. Let's say they fly the ball 130 with an 8-iron, predictably. When you put them in the fluffy stuff, they'll get that moisture in there. They'll get a little bit of that grass in there. The ball's going to fly 140, 152, 147, 160 because of that lubricant getting in the way, like creating that skid and lack of spin. And if something doesn't have spin and it lands on the green, it's not stopping. It's going over. Whenever you hit it over a green, it's way harder to get it up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you're
the
over
green's
the green.
Always tilted.
Bogey territory.
Yeah, you're chipping down a hill. It's harder to get it to stop. I'd way rather miss short of the green and chip up a hill.
With this.
Which leads me to that. Do you like that segue?
I love that
segue. See
what
I'm doing there?
I'm like...
You know what my pet peeves are?
What's that?
Trash and bad grips.
Okay.
Okay, and trash...
Trash on the golf course?
Trash anywhere.
Anywhere.
Hate it.
Go to Japan.
Put your damn trash in the trash can. Cigarette butts, no business anywhere. Put them in the trash. Put them in tissue paper like George Newton, my mentor. Then throw them away when you're done, when you get in your trash can.
I was in Japan this year.
Yeah.
There's no trash
Good
cans
for the Japanese.
Anywhere.
Oh, what do they do?
Anywhere.
Where do they keep their
they
trash?
They take it home.
Well, there you go.
And no one's walking down the road drinking coffee or anything. You drink it at the place. You eat your food at the place. You go on your way.
Wow.
But there's no trash cans and it's spotless. So you should go.
So here's a tactile auditory device. You can hear it in my mic.
Right.
So if you grip it, so if you give this to a normal golfer and you say, hey, would you grip this? They're basically going to not know how to get their hands on because they really haven't been taught by a pain in the rear teaching pro. Like, I'm a pain in the rear teaching pro.
It's true.
I will make you grip it correctly for your own good. So when you put your hands on nicely, what you get is a condition where you can have this. See how I'm gripping it within the indicator?
Right.
So now when you see that, there's just a good looking pair of golf hands. So now at the top, the club can lay down effectively. There's your shallow inside out path because the club head's behind my hands as I unwind.
So you want the click.
You want the click somewhere in transition. So there's a variety of ways of using this too. This is one way to help the golfer learn how to grip it nicely. So see, I'm making a soft bent back fist.
Yeah.
And my fingers are within the indicator. Now in transition, a little bit of wrist flexion is a good deal.
That's really good.
Okay.
I've always had the problem with my left wrist.
Little cuppy?
Yeah, coming up here at top.
Yeah, so.
And trying really hard.
I don't mind a bit of this, Fred, as long as it goes that way.
Okay.
So swing length and extension like Fred Couples. You're Fred, he's a Fred. Okay. That's wonderful.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
He has this look on the way down. A lot of cuppy people just pull the handle down, and then the click happens too late.
Right.
I want the click to happen early so you have time to square the face.
Oh, I need one of these.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's a really big deal. You learn how to grip it nicely, and then you learn how to get the click to happen way before you get to the ball.
Awesome.
And then guess what happens after impact? Just like throwing a Frisbee, it comes out.
Another click.
Another click. So we have protocols on my website. You can wear it here. You can wear it on this hand.
Sure.
But the reason I made it was my own personal frustration with golfers. I love you all, but I kind of want to grab you and give you a shake once in a while.
Be nice.
I'm being nice, but you'll play golf your whole life, and you think you grip it correctly. You really do. But I'd say 8 out of 10 of the people that come to my golf school played golf a long time. We have a blast at the Raven in Phoenix, Arizona. But they don't really get their hands in a place where they can leverage the club nicely. And then we'll change it on them after they've done it for a ton of time. And they'll be like, man, that feels weird. I'm like, congratulations, it should feel weird. You made
right.
a subtle change.
Right.
You know, so
awesome.
That's a
What's
big
the
deal.
Price point on these?
These are, I want to say $60.
Okay.
You know, obviously
are they available now
special.
To the public?
Yeah, they are. They're on our website.
Great.
These guys, a toolkit. Obviously, I'd say this
Which
is,
I have and you still use.
The PGA Tour's most favorite training product is the smart ball, the lanyard on the ball, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Let's have a quick demo on that.
Yeah. So change on that too, it's coming out. So this is a really simple product. Out of frustration with, there's always been a product that's been, coaches have used between elbows. So people, if you can manage your, what's interesting, notice how if you can manage your elbows, you're managing your wrists, okay? if my elbows are doing funny things, my wrist can click along, especially over here.
Sure.
So see what's happening?
Yeah.
But if I'm managing my elbows and they're not separating, you don't hear any clicking. So when people manage their arm width, they have better chance of managing their hands. And then the other thing that benefits is if you're not separating your elbows at impact, you're teaching your body to rotate and stand up correctly. So see, like, they don't even know why this works. Doesn't matter if they know. Just start off putting this below your elbows, above your wrists, and hit 20-yard pitch shots for an hour or 15 minutes. And then when you can hit, the problem with this is people won't give enough of a chance, but Roy McIlroy will, Fitzpatrick will, Justin Rose will. I can go on and on. The best players in the world use this regularly to manage the width of how their elbows work. So we, and then we changed a little bit. We have an option. Here's a sleeve of all fits on the neck.
Okay.
So the sleeve can be worn up high so the golfer doesn't pin his arm to his chest too much.
Good variation.
Okay, or it can be worn low so the golfer, if he doesn't want to have it around his neck, he can put it here. The problem with it, on, if it's just on a sleeve, is people will cheat and don't even know they're cheating. They're, you know, humans are an interesting bunch. Right, when it's hanging here, then you'll know you're cheating because it falls.
But it stays, you don't have to go pick it up.
Right, you don't have to chase it. If it's windy, it's, you know what I mean? So, and then we've got other stuff. We've got our Plane Mate, which has been a wildly successful product. Impact Strap. Yeah, we're having fun, man.
And you're still teaching?
Every day.
Out at the Raven?
Every day. Golf school every week.
Oh, so great to see you again.
And likewise.
See you for the first time.
This is crazy. I feel like I know him.
Well, we've known each other for at least 15 years.
Yes. Right? No, in person. Wow.
And,
good.
But I was just starting out. I was like, I need lessons. And
how many thousand podcasts have you done now?
So this summer we'll be up to 900.
900. See, I thought you were already over the 1,000.
You know, not there yet.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I'll still be around, but you know.
Hey, man.
Still
doing. I'm honored to be on, and everybody out there, golf fans, I'm your people. You're my people. We golf, we're friends. All the best, pal.
You too. Welcome back to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Shane.
Thank you, Fred. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. It was like episode 544 back in 2016 when you were just starting to launch this product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we weren't sure. It was the very first iteration of the Live View Sports.
You were our very first podcast. I remember being so excited to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. So give me an update on what's going on with Live View Golf.
So the company has grown a lot. We're now in our fourth version of the camera. I'll show you guys, this is the LiveView Pro 2 right here. It now runs, the original camera ran at I think 20 frames per second.
Yeah.
This new camera now runs at 120 frames per second.
Oh, so you can get some good slow-mo on this and
exactly.
It looks really good.
So it's much higher frame rate, much higher resolution. We now have the ability to dual screen. So for example, you can compare yourself against a pro swing or even just a lesson that you just finished. So if you're working on something and you have the little snippet of video from your coach that you're trying to figure out how to improve on, you can just run that at the same time. And then every time you take a full swing, it'll actually record it and then play it back for you. And it'll even synchronize the two when you're done. So if you check it out, the earlier swing was not synchronized at all, but then now doing playback, it'll put the two together and match the time. So it just makes it so effortless to work with video. And the video is not so important in terms of watching it after the fact, but just the live feed in terms of just getting, you know, almost that mirroring effect where you get that instant feedback and you get that self-correcting. That self-correcting is so important because that's why we work in front of a mirror, right? We can see what's happening and you get that feedback loop of this is right and this is wrong. And it just helps you just make changes so much faster.
Is your camera a self-contained unit or is it hook up to a phone or your iPad or iOS, Android? How does that work?
It works in both iOS and Android. The camera is a unit that broadcasts wireless video. It works with iOS, with Android. We have an app. The app is free. There's no subscription required. You load it and then, you know, all the goodness happens. You can watch yourself, you can record yourself, you can share the videos with your coach. and everything just kind of comes out of the box.
So what can you learn if you're not sharing it with a coach? What can you learn by just watching your own swing?
The best part is even just watching and, for example, bringing in maybe a reference video, right? Say you really like the way that Adam Scott does his takeaway. So you could post your favorite swing, your favorite pro swing on the right side, and just watching them. Like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but you've watched some really beautiful swing, and all of a sudden it clicked for you, right? So there's this subconscious subliminal thing that happens when you're watching people do things correctly. You can just do that and just watch the swing and just watch yourself. Just having that instant feedback of understanding what you're supposed to do and being able to see it, it's that visual element of watching yourself and watching somebody else. It just helps you learn so much faster.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your fourth iteration of this. I'm glad it's working out, and I'm so happy to see you. I'm always concerned, you know, I like finding products for Golf Smarter that are new, that are unique, that won't get the huge advertising budget behind it, but I never know if they're going to make it or not, right? And so it is so exciting to see you here in your fourth year succeeding and selling.
Thank you so much, Fred. I enjoy talking to you.
I'm Steve Henneman with Tech Rangefinders and GPS Devices. And we're here at the PGA Show. We just have some new items, one of which the most important being the Team 8. The Team 8 is a personal speaker. Obviously, you can probably tell it's pretty small. So keyword being personal speaker. So this is volume appropriate, as we call it, for the golf course. It's not going to blow your playing partners away or let the group six holes overhear your music. But it plays your music, obviously, through your phone. You download our app. Okay, load the course. So once you're at a location where you're playing golf, click that course. It'll automatically upload the yardages. So then you can click. There's basically four buttons. Two volume buttons, obviously up and down. And then the pin button, should turn it around. The pin button will give you yardages. And then this just turns it off and on and pairs it with your device. So you can listen to music at appropriate volume. And then you can get your yardages front, middle, back, and then hazards by pressing the flag button. Press it once to get the yardages to the front, middle, back. Press it twice to get the hazard yardages. So small, compact, has a magnet on the back. It comes with the clip, so you can either clip this on yourself or you can put it on the golf cart on your push cart. So obviously the magnet's on the back here. Stick to anything metal, whatever works for you. Personal speaker, $99 retail, so very inexpensive in today's market. And we'll give you everything that you need on the golf course to have a good time.
When you're listening to music and you press the pin button to get the distances, what happens to the music?
It'll override the music. So the music shuts off.
And it pauses the music?
Yes, pauses the music, gives you the distance, then restarts the music when you're
done. And it works, obviously, with just Bluetooth, so it doesn't matter if it's iOS or Android.
Correct. And, yeah, if you keep it on your person, you know, it'll obviously give you the yardage from the device to the pin versus your phone. So everything's working out of this small package to give you everything.
Phenomenal. And what other products? You said GPS.
Sure, we have
we
have other GPS devices. We have the watch. We have a handheld. Those are both GPS based. And then we have typical rangefinders. So these two rangefinders are kind of both ends of the spectrum. This is our opening price point called the Clear. It has slope function, has, you know, vibration, has pin lock, all that good stuff. That's our kind of opening price point at $199 retail. And then we go up to $350 with this ULTS Pro. Different slope functionality in the front, turn it off, turn it on. What the ULTS Pro incorporates, number one, it has infrared laser technology. So when you look in the screen, you're getting a red LED display, bright, you know, nice for bright sunlight. The Clear has a built-in magnet, just like the Team 8. So it'll snap to your belt or snap to the golf cart, whatever you need. And always be there for you. Hopefully you don't lose it with that magnet.
And I didn't realize it until you said it, but Team 8 is team and then the number 8.
That is correct.
So it's Team 8.
Team 8.
Also known as teammate.
Right. So when you say it, obviously with letters, you know, it's your teammate on the course.
And I see you have Bored Apes over here, mm-hmm. The NFT collection. Why?
Sure. That is our Bored Ape. So the company owns that ape.
From Yuga Labs.
Yes. And we are spinning into a different brand called Bored in Paradise. that is a line of bags. So lots of
options
available
for you. Based on your NFT.
Yes. So that is kind of the driving force behind it. This is our story, to check out the Bored Ape story. This is our ape in one color form. And these are our two new bags. So we have a backpack. This is like military grade material. This is both of the bags have a lifetime warranty. Both of them are made out of recycled materials. This is 15 plastic water bottles are used in each bag.
Wow.
This is the tote. This tote is built to fit in the back of the golf cart, in the basket.
Oh, perfect.
And then you have access to balls, tees, rangefinder, speaker, whatever you want to put in there, in the basket. Also has a built-in cooler. So, new brand we just launched, and just trying to get the word out.
What was it about NFTs that got you guys excited? I've not. You're probably the only golf company that I've seen that has an NFT.
Our founders are from France. I don't know. I can't speak to facts saying that it's more popular over there, but they're all in on the NFT market, right? So they believe in it. And then once we started, so last year at the PGA Show, we put our ape in some very small places, right? On the display, it's on our packaging, but pretty small. People started to ask, you know, what is that? And if they did know what it was, then, oh, that's really cool.
It started
you guys
the conversation. Like,
you know, so yeah, so it's just a marketing piece that we use. And really, you know, kids, you know, adults, they all say the ape is just cute, right? And it's like the puppy dog theory. If you put a puppy dog on a commercial, it gets attention.
Thanks so much, Steve. Yeah, best of luck.
Yep, thank
Enjoy
you so
it.
Much. Yep.
It's good product.
Thank you.
I'm Chris. We're at the PGA Show, and we are Breakfast Balls. We are a fun golf apparel brand. We do a lot of fun licensed collabs. Look at this Freddie Flintstone right here.
Yeah. I just ordered it. Yeah. Man, I can't believe you have. I'm so excited.
But yeah, we're known for our licensed collaborations. We collab with everyone under the sun, from Nickelodeon to Happy Gilmore.
Show me
Jurassic Park.
Oh my God, what's the Happy Gilmore one?
Happy Gilmore, Mr. Larson. Neil comes out next week. We also have this shirt here that's coming out this summer. Bob
so
Barker
how do you guys come up with your designs?
We have a great team of designers. Everyone who works on a shirt is a fan of what they're working on. We're all 80s and 90s kids. It's all about passion. And like, you know, this is a great shirt. This is Ron Swanson's shirt of greatness. This is our best-selling shirt of all time. We've sold over 10,000 of these things. And the person who worked on it was a big fan of Parks and Recreation. So like we make sure that whoever's working on the certain design, they love what they're doing.
Okay, so I keep looking at the other logo you have beyond Breakfast Balls. Can you please explain to me how to say that? Because I want to say
We are the Roosevelts. That's our parent brand.
Okay.
And that's the brand that put us on the map. And this is the product that we are known for, which is the Kunu Flex button-down shirt. This is from a future launch for Big Lebowski. Beautiful shirt, look at that, right? But this is the shirt we've been known for. We've been around for 12 years. People started playing golf in these. And this is not a proper golf shirt. I tried to play in one and not good. So we decided let's make a proper golf polo. And Breakfast Balls was born last year. And we're gonna do the same fun things we did with Roosevelt's, but for golf. We think there's not many brands out there that could do the stuff that we do the way we do it.
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah, we're hoping that we could be the fun brand of golf, and things are going well. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate your time.
Of course, Fred. Fred.
Yabba dabba doo. Hey, Brian.
Hi. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Wonder Twin Power.
Gotcha. So now that I've just been through this incredible... you call it a workout. I didn't do anything much. I did a little bit of yoga stretching, but I had these electrodes all over my body. Explain to me what I just did.
So you went through electromuscular stimulation training. So the electrodes are placed on the major muscle groups.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating impulses. The impulses are creating involuntary muscle contractions. And so while you're going through your functional training, your squats, your lunges, etc., you're getting involuntary muscle contractions all throughout the body. So in a 20-minute workout, you're getting about 51,000 involuntary muscle contractions.
Wow.
And so this is at 85 hertz, so that's 85 contractions per second. And so when you do this 20-minute strength training and with functional movement, that's really what you're seeing the result of.
Okay. And so who is this product directed towards, and why are you at the golf show this week?
So this is directed towards, our consumer is kind of a 55 years old and up, designed for people that don't train, don't work out. We're not trying to replace the gym. Actually, we love people to go to the gym, but this is designed for people that don't have time, because this is a 20 minute, you know, so time poor people. People that don't exercise, don't know what to do. People in pain. This is a class 2 medical device, so it could be used for rehab and physiotherapy. And people that are, you know, just need something to kind of jolt them in the butt, you know, to get them literally jolt them in the butt. And so we're at the golf show because that's the core consumer. The average golf club member is 55 years old. Chronic back pain, sarcopenia, stiffness, joints, all the kinds of stuff that go into that. And it's a great platform because they all have these facilities that they're part of. And so we work with Ocean Reef Club and Bellhaven Country Club, and we also work with some chiropractors that do golf.
Sure.
Dr. Troy Van Biesen and Golf Performance Centers in Scottsdale, the Motion Lab. So
is this a consumer product?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Class 2 medical, you have to go through a pretty extensive 5-hour training, and then there's a 2-day course after that.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, this is only would you ever do this under supervision of a certified trainer.
Right. And let's discuss the benefits of what happens if you do this on a regular basis.
So start with circulation, blood flow, because that's always a good thing, especially for people who are not so mobile or not so, you know, not easy to move around. Strengthen, stamina, speed, tightening and toning, but also true cardio. There's cardio benefits. We just finished, the Mayo Clinic just finished a study on cardiovascular health. Cholesterol was down. VO2 max was better. Breathing efficiency was better. Endothelial function was better. So there's a lot of good stuff there. And then from a biomechanical standpoint, strength, and then explosive strength. So explosive strength is just, imagine as you age, standing up from a sitting position.
Yeah.
That's explosive strength.
Oh, okay. And you said you like it when people also combine this with working out, but what does this emulate in a workout? I'm not gonna say replace, but
yeah, so this is your strength training. So this is if you're, you know, a lot of people do leg days and arm days and back days and things like that. This is taking that, and because it's fully muscle training, it's replacing that or it's complementing that. So this, the 20 minutes here is equivalent of about 2.5 hours of high intensity training.
Of high intensity weight
workout.
Resistance.
Right.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, I'm glad you, for us, it's all about trial.
Yeah.
We're pretty low on the, like, we're not hard charging salespeople. The more people try it, the more it exposes and kind of opens their minds to possibilities. And so that's what we're here for.
I don't do workouts. I do yoga on a regular basis and morning stretching. And I walk golf courses and walk the dog every day.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's not like I'm doing any weight resistance. And I'm going to get back in the pool this year. I promise. And to me, that's my resistance training is swimming.
Well, so sorry to say, except for you young guns, but after the age of 30, muscle starts to deteriorate. So if you're not using it, you're literally losing it. So that's the other thing that this is really good for, especially for people that are deconditioned or, again, don't move around a lot. This is a great solution for that.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Olson. I'm from Beneath. I am the trade marketing director. We are a Next to Skin brand. Our primary product is the most comfortable underwear in the world, but the reason why is because we have a patented technology called My Package technology, which gives you a pouch for your regions down there. A little bit comfortable than the usual underwear that you've been wearing. We also create special blends of fabric, so it's really soft with the touch and feel. So here's one example. This is a long base layer called our Infinite line, but we actually make this in a brief as well. This is a very soft, buttery blend of Tencel Model, and there's a material in here called Ionic Plus. So there's 7.5% of that material in here, and that is silver threads. And what that does, it helps create kind of, it dissipates the stink that would usually collect if you wore something that was more synthetic or 100% cotton. It has silver threads. Silver is antimicrobial, so it basically just kind of dissipates and evaporates whatever stink would usually get stuck in those fibers. We also make merino wool product as well. This is our ISPO award-winning base layer. So it's a merino wool blend, very responsible and sustainably sourced, but features our My Package technology. And one other item that we want to talk about is our North Shore chamois bike liner. We also won an ISPO award out of the Munich show last year with this. It's our My Package pouch technology in addition to our STS pad. And we'll be introducing bib shorts and bib tights in addition to this liner as well.
So what is the need? Why would somebody want to be able to pack their package?
Yeah, I know, it's tough to describe or talk about, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's
just
like,
it adds more comfort. It's almost like going from flip-flops to running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want, another thing too is like, we think it helps for outdoor activities. So whether you're golfing, skiing, biking, hiking, just walking with your family around the lake, we want you to be as comfortable as possible and enjoy your day. And honestly, our product, because it's next to skin, it's the best first thing you're gonna put on in the morning, every morning. And that's us.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you, I can do testimonial for you because I've been wearing these types of shorts for a number of years, and I was just introduced to the Beneath, and I gotta tell you, it's really comfortable.
Awesome. I agree, Jeff. Not because I work here, but the product is amazing, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, here's the funniest thing ever. Whenever anybody gets my name wrong, my entire life, I'm 67 years old, they call me Jeff.
Did I say Jeff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
So I'm Annie. I'm the marketing and communication manager for PutView. PutView has actually been around since 2015. And what you can see right here is our indoor product. So basically, Christoph, our founder, he thought everything that is happening on the green is plain physics, okay? You know, you can calculate the surface. There's no question what it's doing, but you can't see it. Nobody can make it visible. So that was the idea behind PuttView. We want to make putts visible to everybody in a portable way outside on the golf course.
Okay.
However, 5 years ago, or seven by now, the technology wasn't advanced enough. So augmented reality was around, but you couldn't get it on the glasses. It wasn't possible. So we went with those projector systems up here to do that indoors. Okay. So they project the lines on here, as you can see.
It shows you the break.
So the straight line right here is actually the aiming line. Uh-huh. So the line you need to aim in. And the curved line is always going to be the line where your ball is actually traveling on. So you have those two lines, and we have plenty of different visuals around. The little camera in the middle is a ball tracking camera. So that actually tracks the ball in real time. So when I'm not sure if it's set up.
Sure.
But if I go right here, just give it a try real quick. I'm not sure if it's set up. So yeah, you see that? It actually tracks the ball in real time, and it gives you additional data. So basically you know what you did in relation to what you were supposed to be doing. Okay? So this is like immediate feedback. Not only do you see what you should be doing, you also see what you are doing right now, okay?
Right, so this is all done on projections on an indoor putting.
Correct, so there's a software running that is able to calculate all that, and so you're good to go. And then...
So what's with the glasses?
Yeah, so let's go to this nice one.
Okay.
This is PuttView X.
And PuttView
X actually brings this technology outside onto greens. Anywhere in the world.
Really?
Anywhere.
And how does that
work? So the scanner is up here. They scan the green automatically.
Ah.
And then it shows you everything. I'm going to set it up for you real quick, and then you get to try it.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, so you put it on. You say, hey, PuttView, new target. All right.
Can you hear it?
It is hearing you, and you see the visual representation. So let's say we're going to go right here. New ball. So that's all you got to do. You put it on your head.
And it's okay, I'm wearing glasses.
You just put it on your head. You can tighten it back there. Okay, it's going to ask you to calibrate your eyes. Just hit cancel. So you physically press through cancel with your finger.
Oh, press. Like the screen. Oh, okay.
OK, cancel.
And my finger, I see there's, okay.
Yeah, okay.
My finger's there, there's a little representation of my finger where.
No, it's your real finger. So
it's
you're
my
not,
fingers.
You're not, yeah.
Okay.
You're not moved anywhere. So you see the lines, right?
So I see the lines over here. There's there's a P right here.
Do you have a light circle around the green, around the hole?
No.
Okay, so come with me. Say, hey, Puttview.
Hey, Puttview.
You see a little circle with green dots around it?
There's a circle with a green circle, but there's four red dots squared around it.
Yeah, okay. So hold on a second. We're going to... Sometimes if you when you put the glasses on and you mess with the sensors...
Ah.
Okay, all right. We're going to... Yes. So
all right.
Now it's going to come back on in just a second.
All righty.
You see the Puttview X already? Is it doing anything?
Not yet.
Yeah, okay. Just wait. It's going to come up. So what did you see?
Puttview X.
Okay,
on the
right.
Screen.
So it's gonna
there's
start.
The P.
Okay,
hey, Puttview.
So, yeah, all right. So you look around and you see that circle now?
And it says to me, to start target and ball,
yeah,
placement
say, hey, Puttview.
Hey, Puttview. Hey, Puttview.
Move your head a little.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Now so place the pointer.
And then you say new target.
New target.
And then you go back to your ball. Look at the ground while you walk. And then you go back to your ball.
Right.
You place that circle around the ball.
Circle is now around the ball.
Yeah, and then you say new ball.
New ball. Okay.
And then it instantly calculates to that putt.
And there's the line. Oh, and it's a straight line, showing me a straight line right on there.
So we got an easy one for you right now.
Yeah, it's pretty straight. So the circle is around the ball with a line that leads right to the... It didn't go.
Gotta hit it a little harder.
I gotta hit it a little harder because... I mean, it's really augmented reality here. Try to hit it down the line.
Yeah. Okay, so now
line,
I'm going to show you another really cool thing. So hit the P. Press the P.
Doesn't matter which finger.
It doesn't. Press it.
Look
go
at that.
For contour lines.
Contour lines, aiming line, putt info, setup lines, ideal lines.
Go to contour. Contour lines.
Contour.
And now look
animation
around.
Animation arrows, slope values.
Now just press the contour lens and then I'll look around. You should see the topography of the green, right?
Yeah.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so now it's giving me, I put the ball here, it's giving me the straight, but it's, it's showing me that it's
coming it's showing
back.
You it's uphill.
Yeah, that it's uphill because the lines are coming towards me. That's why it was a little short. And I'm wimping out again. Pretty bad, Fred. Okay, right down the line. It's
easy
breaking
enough.
A little bit to the
okay,
right.
So if you want to move somewhere.
Yeah, let's go
all
somewhere
right,
else.
All right, so you just say, hey, Puttview.
Hey,
Puttview. Come around here real quick.
Okay.
I mean, it's free to go. I just know here's a bigger break. So you say, you look down.
Yeah.
And then you say, new ball.
New ball.
And
now it's showing me the line. Oh, it's showing me two lines. One is a straight line, and then one is that breaks to the right.
Yes, so the straight line. It's actually the aiming line.
It's the aiming line, and then it breaks.
Yes.
Now it's all about the speed, which I still have yet to figure out with this putter. But so I'm aiming straight down this line, and the ball went directly on the break, and I watched it the whole way. That is pretty remarkable. Okay, this is really phenomenal. Yeah. Well, it went straight down the correct line, but I missed my putt. So is this a consumer product?
Yes, definitely.
Right. So and these the Puttview X, the headset, is available to the public?
Yes. So the headset, you get a smartphone app with it as well. So basically the problem is I know what you're seeing because I use the product so much. But basically as a coach, you don't know what your student is seeing.
Right.
So with a smartphone app, you can see what you are seeing with the glasses. And then you can amend all visuals and stuff like that. So this is coming with it as well. There you go.
There I go. It's so really amazing. You see the two lines.
So you get all of that.
There's a thick line that's the brake. There's a very thin pinpoint line that is your aiming line.
Yeah.
It's all about the speed.
And you might
see
ask.
All the contours.
And you might ask, so what is the problem if I go to another green and the green speed is different, right?
Right.
Look at the palm of your hand like this. It opens
right-handed,
up.
Yeah. Metric, green speed. Oh, it shows me the green speed and how much power I need.
Yes.
Wow. That was... Hey, Puttview. New ball.
Yeah. New ball wherever you want to go.
Okay. And show me a pretty straight putt. And I wimped out again. That is really remarkable. And what's the price point on this?
$14,480.
For the consumer. For coaches.
Yes.
And as time goes on, hopefully, price
hopefully
obviously
price
will, go,
will go down.
Will
yes.
go down.
Right now, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, so the question is, there got to be somebody that had the idea before that this is plain physics was heavy. And there got to be somebody that had the idea to bring that to people to visualize it. It's damn hard.
Yeah.
So
and then you get to a price point of close to $15,000, right?
Correct.
And everyone's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But there are people who will spend that money.
Definitely.
Now you can't wear this when you're playing.
I personally used it for practice rounds, for example.
Okay.
So if you know the whole location for the tournament the next day or whatever, you can just map around the green. Or even if you don't know it, it gives
Does it
you,
remember greens? Do you have to do it at the green? At
right. It scans it right there and then and there. But as you said, it's really quick and
it's
easy.
It's really quick and easy.
It doesn't even take more than like I don't know, maybe like a minute or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Fabulous. Puttview X coming to a...
Puttview X coming to the real world.
Coming to the real world and an instructor near you.
Yeah.
Honey, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay, you're going to want me to take this off, aren't you?
Eventually, yeah.
I
will hunt you down.
Boy, just because I'm media doesn't mean I get any perks, right?
Unfortunately
well,
not.
I got a chance to try this. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're
this
very welcome. Have a great one. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So right now I'm in the new product zone and no photographs are allowed. So I'm going to walk through and find some things that might be a little interesting. Some of these we've already done interviews with, like Pure Golf, Perfect Hands. And then there's products like this one here, the Mag Brush, that's not going to get anybody's interest, or a ball cleaner. What I'm seeing a lot of this year in the show, although it's my first show, but these are products that I've not seen, are golf bags that have built-in retractable wheels. So the bag could be either a stand bag, a cart bag, or a push cart. And the handle and the wheels just tuck nicely away. Digital tape measure, my golf wallet, and of course clothing, various clothing, a lot of younger brands. So a lot of very cool looking clothes. This is an idea I really like. It's a cap, it's like a baseball cap, but it's called Top Knot. And it's got adjustable setting in the back so a woman can put her ponytail, high, medium, or low, behind her. I think that's really clever. So this is a cap. I have no idea what it does. It's a photo of a guy wearing a cap. And now he puts on his little clip. I don't even know what this is. Okay, next. More women's clothes, more bags, more design. Good, Brim Buddy is here. I really like Brim Buddy. Just place it over your cap and it becomes a big brim cap. This is Ultimate, which is an innovative 3-in-1 carry-on bag, but there's no wheels to it, so not interesting. Belts, lots of different belts. Here's one, Drop Knot. Don't ever lose your head cover again. It's just a clip that's a retractable cord. Here's another of the golf bags that have the handles built in, this one by Paradax. And this is the first golf bag with built-in cart. Well, it's not the first, but it's a good one. It's got a three-wheel cart, 14 separators, big bag, and pretty heavy. Pretty heavy, indeed. Just trying to pick it up. Here's a product called Stow Stick. It's something to put in your golf bag that can put your glove on it and put your head cover on it. But it also good for pregame warm-ups, swing training, stow your the rods for your practice, and also put it in your golf bag for travel so you can shoot your clubs. It's called Stow Stick at stowstick.com.
couple of the powered carts, Bat Caddy. Here's introducing Devil Ball by Putt Out. And it's a ball for putting that's not the face angle. So the putter face angle at impact is the single most important factor for ball direction. Devil Ball has been designed to exaggerate the result of your delivered face angle. Instant feedback on your putting stroke. 3-in-1 golf towel with built-in scrubber glove, easiest way to clean your clubs, and more. Ooh, an editor's choice from Golf Digest, the Live View Sports. Well, we're glad to see them. And they've been featured from one of our interviews. Aim sticks, shoes, Techno Gym. I guess it's a workout system. PuttLink, Putt Smarter. PuttLink is a smart golf ball that connects wirelessly to your devices. This new technology offers every golfer a smarter way to practice putting. Okay. So check that one out, PuttLink. I haven't found them on the floor. And if I do, we'll get an interview with them. And that is your new product zone. Please introduce yourself and tell me about your product.
Okay, hi, I'm Kevin Newcomer. I'm the inventor of the Zoom Broom. It's the first leaf blower that's designed to be used on the golf course. Weighs under 2 pounds, fits in your golf bag. And it comes with a head cover. We have two speeds, low and high. Great way to improve your game. It's low. When you really need it, you can go to high.
And this is a consumer product.
This is a consumer product. List for retails for $179. We also have a home version with a ergo handle for the homeowner with an armrest. Makes cleanup on your deck, your patio, a breeze.
So this one is if you have a backyard putting green type of thing or
your deck, your patio.
Your deck, your patio.
Front porch.
And how long does a charge last?
Charge lasts for a half hour.
And what kind of power are you getting out of this?
Getting 100 miles an hour in velocity.
What's the price point on the one for the consumer product for your golf bag?
They're both $179.
Both $179. And are they available to the public yet?
They'll be available in 2 months.
Awesome. I think it's a great idea. I can't tell you how many times I've been on a putting green and there's a lot of leaves that you just got to try to whisk away with your feet or your towel. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
Please identify yourself and introduce your product.
So I am Dan Sinceri. I am with Innovations 152, and this is our unveiling of our first product, which is the Brim Buddy. And this is all about sun protection and being outdoors without wearing a huge bucket hat. So you got your baseball cap, and when you get to the course, you get out in the sun, you put on your sun protection right here. And that way you can feel comfortable and cooler and keep the sun off your face, which we started this company, my twin brother and I, because we both got skin cancer, and they told us, wear a big bucket hat. Outdoors, that's what the doctors told us. We could not find anything we liked, so we developed this product that could be used daily, go with you anywhere, glove box, fishing tackle box, golf bag. You get done, you fold it up, you throw it in your golf bag, and it retains its shape. It doesn't get all crumpled up and last forever. It goes around your cap so it doesn't absorb the sweat. Your hat does that, so it retains its colors for the life of the product. And it holds up in the wind, and it's adjustable, so you can cinch it up depending on the size of your head. And we want to get this out to everybody, all ages, all outdoor activity, to protect their sun, protect their skin.
I am so excited for this product. For years on the Golf Smarter podcast, I've been advocating for the USGA to ban baseball caps. I think that baseball caps are dangerous. They promote what you said. They promote you. You have your own experience. I've interviewed a lot of people. I did a video for a dermatology office. Interviewed
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of people who got cancer from being overexposed. And someone who plays golf a lot, I've always wear a big brim hat because you need the back of your neck. You need the sides of your face protected.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't happen with baseball caps.
Absolutely.
So I am a huge fan of your product, and I wish you all in luck in the world. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you so much, Fred. Appreciate the time.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This week on Golf Smarter Mulligans is part two that couldn't be better timed to coincide with our recap of the PGA Merchandise Show as we go back and talk to the unofficial spokesperson for professional custom club fitting, design, research, and technology, Tom Wishon. In an episode called Shoe Stores Won't Sell One Size Shoe, but golf shops do that with golf clubs.
I always look at purchasing things on the basis of if I have to go out and buy something like a high-def TV or a computer or some appliance, I don't know much technically about them. I hope like heck whatever store I walk into that I'm going to run into a person who is very compassionate and knowledgeable about that product, and he's not going to take advantage of me and sell me what he's got or tell me I need something I don't need, you know, this. I know golf clubs better than anybody on the planet, probably. So this is why I keep working, trying to write books, write articles, talk in podcasts like yours right here to get this word out about here's how the golf club business works. And here's what you golfers who want to play this game as well as you can, this is what you need.
That's Golf Smarter Mulligans, episode 197, part two with Tom Wishon. Please subscribe for free to our sister podcast that revisits the best of the Golf Smarter podcast called Golf Smarter Mulligans, being released every Friday from wherever you're listening right now.
Hi, I'm Corey Schneider from Revolve Golf. We have a brand new golf bag on the market. You could walk, you could carry. It's an all-in-one bag that we just came out on the market about 7 months ago.
So what's unique about this bag?
The bag is unique because you don't need an extra pull cart. The bag has wheels built in, a handle built in, a strap to carry. You could walk it, and you could also put it on a golf cart by pushing a button and the wheels come off.
Okay, now you have to give me a demo. That sounds too amazing. Let's see what you got here.
All right.
So this is the golf bag.
This is the bag.
And
the handle pops up. The handle pops up. And if you want to walk, you just walk.
It's a push.
You can push, you can pull. Either way, whatever you'd like.
Right.
Okay.
And then you tip it over, and
it's a
stand bag.
Regular stand bag. Tip it over, it stands right up. Any terrain, any way you want.
Amazing.
Okay?
Okay. And if you wanted to carry the bag.
If you want to carry it, pull the strap off. It has a regular harness, just like any other bag.
But if you're carrying it, what happens to the wheels then?
The wheels could stay on, or you could take the wheels off.
How easy is it to take the wheels on and off?
The wheels come on and off. Push a button on the top. The wheel comes right off. Push the button. The wheel goes right back. 1 second.
And do you have a place to stash the wheels?
The wheels I usually put in the basket in the back of the cart because right now the wheels are very big, so they don't really fit into the bag itself. But when I walk, the wheels are very light, so you can carry it with the wheels on it. And if you want to put it on a cart, we have the built-in straps right here that the strap from the cart goes around the bag and ties it right on. Pop the wheels off, I put them in the basket in the back of the cart, and I go about my business.
Now, are these available to the public?
Available, yes, we have yellow, blue, and black, just like this. They're available right now, revolvegolf.com.
And what's the price point?
Right now, we're at $349.99, and we have a $50 coupon, PGA Show 2023, and you get $50 off. So it's $300 is the price right now.
So the top of the bag has four compartments.
Correct.
So it's not for individual clubs at this point.
Nope.
I love that it's a stand bag, and when you stand it up, it just brings your clubs right to you.
Yep, clubs right come right to you. And it wheels very easy anywhere.
And here's the other thing I like about it. These are not wheels that need to be inflated.
No,
so,
not at all.
So yeah. They'll go anywhere at any time.
Yes, the wheels will go anywhere. They're hard.
And you don't need brakes because you got the stand.
Yeah, no brakes. Wherever you, as soon as you turn it, it stands right up.
phenomenal.
And like I said, I wanted to keep it a stand bag. I didn't want to lose the aspects of a light stand bag with just some added things to it.
You know, there's a report that just came out that shows that golfers who walk have lower scores, better focus, and burn more calories than golfers who sit in a cart. And I don't know why it's all the young people in carts and us old guys are the ones walking the golf course.
Yep. I like the exercise.
I love the exercise.
And a couple of holes, it's great for cart path only.
Yeah.
Because instead of taking five clubs with you, you could just grab the bag 1 second off the back of the cart and wheel it right out and meet your friend up by the green.
And if there's anything that slows down around, it's cart path only.
Yeah, right. And also just to the driving range and anywhere else, you're not carrying your bag and hurting your back.
Awesome. So, phenomenal. Corey, thank you so much. Best of luck. Love this product.
Yep, thanks, sir.
Now, the last product we're going to learn about this week is from a company called Pure Golf. That's PUR.golf. I actually interviewed David about the two products he was showcasing, but for some strange reason, his demo of the Pure Putting System didn't record. But we do get to hear all about Pure Align.
This is our Pure Align system, which is basically alignment sticks on steroids. So everything packages into this and this tube. And as you can see here on the floor, we got a bunch of different examples. So this would be a very simple setup. So I'm looking at it from my target stick behind and out. I got my foot path here, right, and I'm hitting. And then let's say I want to hit a wedge. So in 10 seconds at a different flag, I can put that there. Now I'm hitting a wedge. Now I've flipped it around, so now my target is out in front of me. So however your imagination views how you want to set up and look at your shot, that's how you can set this up. The other thing, Tim, could I just, yeah. Tim, can I just, the guy's filming here. Can I just, no. So here we have a 10 degree offset stick. So here you can work on your draw and your fade with accuracy. All right, so let's say this path right here is my target and I want to hit a fade. I'm now set up open. I know my club path. I know my foot path, right? So I'm hitting like that, and I'm going to hit a fade. I want to set up for a draw. I just move this a little bit. Okay, that's my target now there. So here's my target line. My club path is closed, right? My club path is closed. I'm coming through and hitting a draw.
And these are all consumer products?
These are all consumer products.
And what's the price point on these?
These are $69. We sell 10 packs for $500.
Okay, and then
the peer putting system is $198, and we've got tremendous discounts for multiple purchases.
But the consumers can find these?
The consumers can find this.
Awesome.
So if you have ever used, well, if you haven't used an alignment stick, you should. But if you have ever used an alignment stick and you sit there and spend time, this solves everything. It really, the tagline is configure confidence. So my goal when I created this is to remove all doubt. So and it's amazing with good golfers that set up on this and they're like, oh, I feel like I'm pointed out. Well, that's because you've been lined up wrong. So I absolutely know right here that I am parallel and everything is vertical and here's my swing path. And there's no doubt that I'm 1 degree off.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
Now, one of the reasons I chose to wrap up the PGA show in one final episode instead of two is because the next couple episodes, we're going to get to hear some pretty good stuff. First, we're going to meet Tim Tucker, who is Bryson DeChambeau's caddy and an incredible putting instructor who has his own new product to help increase our green reading skills. And we'll follow that up with the return of Kerry Valentine, who once again went out to the Sony Open in Hawaii to ask six different tour pros about their approach to the mental game. I want to thank Michael Young of Farmington Hills, Michigan. Michael selected to receive a glove and glove storage compartment from RedRoosterGolf.com, the unique glove subscription service that offers many styles of gloves in 26 sizes. Interesting note, Kerry Marr and his partner were both at the PGA show, but Red Rooster Golf was not on display or had a booth at the PGA show. Why? Because he's direct to consumer and wasn't interested in selling to the golf clubs and whatnot. He wants to sell directly to you to keep his prices down. So we get them all to ourselves. So you too can win a Golf Smarter gift and have a choice of which you prefer. And here's all you have to do. Send an email to golfsmarterpodcast@gmail.com and request our simple instructions to leave a voicemail at our toll-free line. And when you do, you can choose a dozen balls with the Golf Smarter logo from Odin Golf, the golf brand that sponsors and pays everyday golfers. I'm actually playing in their tournament this weekend. These tour quality balls are a fraction of the price of what you'll usually pay. And when you use the code GOLFSMARTER at checkout, you'll receive an additional 20% off the order. Their link is in today's show notes. You also have the option to receive a private online link to Tony Manzoni's video of the Lost Fundamental. And your third choice is that new glove and glove storage compartment from RedRoosterGolf.com. So please, send an email, and I'll get back to you with some instructions of what to do and what to say. Just write to GolfSmarterPodcast@gmail.com or click on the Hey Fred button at GolfSmarter.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for upcoming episodes or comments on the previous ones, please click on the Hey Fred button at GolfSmarter.com.